Is your ex a narcissist? Does your ex have a dismissive, avoidant attachment style? Is your ex a narcissist with a dismissive, avoidant attachment style? Well, you're about to find out. Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex. And if you've been a good little soldier, then you've already downloaded my app Silencio to help you stay in no contact. The link is underneath every single video and podcast. And if you too would like to join our no contact army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read 2 free chapters before you purchase the book. And of course, the link to that is also underneath every video and podcast. So, it can be confusing when trying to figure out if someone is a narcissist or whether they are a dismissive avoidant, because we're talking about 2 separate things. Narcissism has to do with personality. It's a personality disorder, whereas avoidance has to do with attachment style. So, a narcissist may have an avoidant attachment style, but someone who has an avoidant attachment style isn't necessarily a narcissist. And from my research, it seems that narcissists usually have an anxious or a fearful avoidant attachment style, actually, due to needing narcissistic supply, whereas a dismissive avoidant doesn't need other people and usually pushes them away. So before I give you my list of what to look for, to know whether someone is a narc, as we shall call them, or a DA. I want to tell you to make sure that you listen till the end, because I have a comment from a woman who actually dated both, and I think you're going to be very interested to hear what she has to say. Okay, so first let's talk about vulnerability. Vulnerable narcissists, often referred to as covert narcissists, can come off as being quite vulnerable. However, their vulnerability is a manipulation because they feel that they will be able to draw more people in by being falsely vulnerable. DAs, on the other hand, do not like vulnerability. It's uncomfortable and they try to avoid it at all costs. They associate it with negative emotions and weakness. They think that it will lead to a lack of privacy and freedom. They struggle to open up. Next, let's talk about everyone's favorite. Everyone mentions this when talking about both narcs and DAs, and that is the silent treatment. So both narcs and DAs tend to stonewall. It's also known as stonewalling, but their reasons are very different. The intent behind the stonewalling, the silent treatment, is different. A covert narc will use the silent treatment more than the overt narc, who will tend to get loud and angry. The narc uses it as a punishment to get a reaction. It's intentional and premeditated. Whereas with the dismissive avoidant, it's more an issue of self-protection for them. Usually the distancing, since it actually is more distancing than stonewalling, will occur after they've felt vulnerable. So it's not aimed at hurting the partner, but it's a way to feel safe. They do it as protection. It's not premeditated, and they do it when they deactivate. Okay, so that's the big difference. It's the intent. Next, we have attention and validation. Since narcs aren't able to validate themselves, it's a definite need for them. They crave attention. They like to be the center of attention. A covert narc will play the victim card to get attention and maybe use something like illness to get that attention. And while we all like attention, of course, avoidants don't need it, but they certainly appreciate it. DAs don't like to be the center of attention. They're very good at meeting their own needs. They don't need you for attention or validation to feed their ego. Next, everyone's favorite, love bombing. Narcs need admiration. They want people to look up to them and think that they're amazing and special. And they spend a lot of time wondering, what do people think of them? So they do things to reel you in. And they love bomb you because they want you to think about them all the time. They're trying to win you over. DAs, on the other hand, are the total opposite. They're actually repulsed by love bombing and would never do it themselves. Dating a DA never feels excessive. If anything, it's the opposite. You feel like you're not getting enough. That's why I personally think that a DA would not date a narc for very long, because when the love bombing starts, they wouldn't trust it, and they would head for the hills. So that's a big difference. If it's love bombing, it's a narc. It is not a DA. Trust me on that. Next one is need for power and control. Narcs need to feel powerful and in control of you. This is where we see the gaslighting, the abusive behavior, and the stalking behaviors. DAs, on the other hand, want to have control over their environment, not a person. They're not interested in having power and control over others. They're fiercely independent because they fear losing their autonomy. Confrontation, another big difference. Narcs start conflicts and confrontation because they want to isolate you and devalue you. The DA does not. They try to avoid confrontation at all costs. So this is a big difference between the two. If they're constantly confronting you, they are a narc. If they're avoiding confrontation, they're a DA. Very simple. Next, sensitivity to criticism. The narc's response to criticism is rage, being hurtful, defensive, passive-aggressive, contemptuous, stonewalling. Whereas the DA, they withdraw, isolate, feel humiliated, they avoid, and they don't feel contempt. Okay, another big difference. Empathy. Narcs do not have empathy, and they may actively try to hurt people. They want to exploit and take advantage of other people and situations. On the other hand, DAs do feel empathy, but they may not always express it because they think it makes them look weak and vulnerable, but they're certainly not trying to actively hurt people. Grandiosity. Narcs are grandiose. They need a lot of attention, as I've said before. They want to show off all the time, and they want you to think that they are amazing and more special than everyone else. Whereas DAs are not grandiose, they are not approval seeking, and if someone gives them a lot of compliments, they tend to pull away and not trust it, whereas a narc would just eat it up. Status, another difference. Narcs are constantly focused on status, power, success, beauty, and being better than everyone else. They cling to powerful people, they're social climbers, and they want to find other high-status people. So they'll name drop and talk about people they've been with. They need to prove that they have high status. Whereas the DAs, they're more like, can you just leave me alone? They're independent and couldn't care less. They don't really spend a lot of time thinking about status and powerful people. And by the way, if you find this video helpful, please like and share so that other people will find out about it, and the YouTube algorithm will know to show it to more people. Okay, a few more differences. Arrogance. Narcs are arrogant, as if we didn't already know that. They're trying to show that they're better than everyone else. They're condescending, and they put other people down. They're self-centered, and they're coming from a place of ego, pride, and power. With the DA, now they may be standoffish and aloof, but they're not trying to get you to think they're better than everyone else. Sure, they may be slow to warm up, but that doesn't come from a place of arrogance. Okay, so hopefully this clears up the confusion between a narcissist and a DA. Just because someone is pulling away doesn't automatically make them a narcissist, as you learned. So be careful who you point that finger at, because when you point a finger, remember there's three more pointing back at you. And keep in mind that at the end of the day, instead of trying to become a therapist and learn all about narcissism or avoidance, keep this in mind. If you're not happy with this person in your life, then what's the point? Why are you there with them? A relationship should make your life better, not worse, happier, not sadder. Otherwise, again, Why are we there? You're wasting your life away. And for what? So don't become a therapist and try to find out, are they a narcissist? Are they an avoidant? What are they? If you're not happy, if you're not being treated right, it doesn't matter what they are. Just get out. Okay? So let me read this comment before we go. And as I said, it's from a woman who dated both. She said, I get so angry and frustrated when hurt people pop off and say dismissives are all narcs for a multitude of reasons. I've dated a real narc, and it was the epitome of mental torture. And I've dated a DA. The difference was huge, like peanut butter and jelly. They both go together on a sandwich, well, depending on where you live, but they have no real similar ingredient otherwise. Dating that narcissist for years turned me into an FA myself, fearful avoidant. And hearing people say, all avoidants are narcissists, just run, is super triggering and hurtful. Exactly. So now you know the differences between a DA and a narc. So stop calling everybody a narc. Now, I want to hear from you. Were you dating a narc or an avoidant, or God forbid, a narc with a dismissive avoidance style? Please comment below. And in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, please contact me at theartoflove.net and we will send you the rate. The direct link is below every single video and podcast. The rates are not on the website. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.